Legislation has been introduced in the U.S. Senate that would limit the ability of the EPA to preemptively veto the issuance of permits under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. If approved, it might impact the EPA's actions in regards to the proposed Pebble Mine that got underway back in February. Senator Lisa Murkowski is coming under criticism from some groups opposed to the Pebble Mine for signing on as a co-sponsor for the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014. Kim Williams is the executive director for Nunamta Alukastai, which is a consortium of several tribes and native corporations in the Bristol Bay region.
For many of us, it's a direct result of Pebble. And that, for us, is kind of like the line in the sand, because the people of this region do not support Pebble. We don't want to see Pebble move anywhere. By Murkowski signing on onto this legislation, it really is. We believe that she's siding with this foreign mining company over the people of Bristol Bay.
The Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014 was introduced by Senators Joe Manchin from West Virginia and David Vitter from Louisiana. It would limit the EPA's role in reviewing Clean Water Act permits by eliminating the ability for the agency to preemptively or retroactively veto a permit under Section 404. In late February, the EPA started the process to formally preemptively veto 404 dredge and fill permits that would be necessary for the proposed Pebble Mine to actually go forward. Another organization criticizing Senator Murkowski for signing on as a co-sponsor to the legislation is the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents the over 1,800 Bristol Bay DriftNet permit holders. Catherine Karskallen sits on the BBRSDA Board of Directors and serves as the organization's sustainability director. She believes Senator Murkowski's support for the legislation says something about her stance on the proposed Pebble Mine.
Well, the senator has never said she supports the mine, but it's hard to ignore the impact that the legislation would have on our efforts. This would directly remove our ability to stand up for our fishery and for the region of Bristol Bay through the Clean Water Act, and this would take those provisions out of national law, so that's hard to ignore.
Trout Unlimited issued a statement Tuesday claiming that many Alaskans are disappointed that Senator Murkowski signed on as a co-sponsor to the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014. The prime sponsor of the bill is Senator David Vitter, and currently there are three co-sponsors, including Senator Murkowski. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.